had a huge impact on my life because the summers that I worked at the cannery really helped me to finance my university education. My family wasn't in a position to assist with everything that I needed, and I wasn't quite eligible for Aus study as it was then, and so it was a case of needing to work to be able to move to Melbourne and pay my rent and pay for books and those sorts of things. And if it hadn't have been for the summers that I worked at the cannery, the little jobs that I was able to manage in between my study wouldn't have paid the bills. So it essentially allowed me to go to university and begin a career.
And it wasn't just you in your family that was working at SPC, was it?
No, we'd had a strong family connection to the canneries. My father worked at Ardmona for more than 20 years. My mum worked at SPC as a teenager, and I think she was actually let go because she used to put two cherries into the tin instead of one, and that was not meant to happen. But and then my two sisters also worked at the cannery over summers. So all of us worked there in different ways over the journey, and it sort of felt like being part of the Goulburn Valley once you had your time, once you got called up, did your service, as it were.
In your days working there at the cannery, what sort of a culture was there?
It's a hard working culture. It's a head down, bum up kind of culture most of the time, but there's room for some fun as well. It was always strange at the end of a shift to see people taking off their hairnets and see what they looked like, because you could never quite imagine how people looked until you saw them without the hairnet on, and you always had it on. It was like a policeman without a hat. It's quite hard to recognise them sometimes. It was an enjoyable place to work, but it was hard yakka. It wasn't an easy job by any means, and it certainly wasn't glamorous. You came out stinking like stewed fruit, and you're hot and sweaty, and all you wanted to do was get home and have a shower and not think about it again most of the time. But it was a rite of passage, I think, for a lot of young people. And for me in particular, I wasn't the hardiest or sportiest of 17-year-olds when I started. And so for me, it was a point of pride to actually survive a physical job like the cannery. It was a point that I really took a lot of pride in among my family, who really probably secretly thought that I'd wimp out after the first week or two.
How much has the history of the cannery and the cannery's place in Shepparton, how much has that impacted on the town? How much of Shepparton is SPC?
I don't think it's possible to define how huge the role of the cannery is for the Goulburn Valley. I mean, we know how many people work there. We know how many people supply the fruit, drive the trucks, you know, support the businesses, do the tax returns. All of those people will be affected. But it's not just that. It's the psyche of every person that lives in the Goulburn Valley. And for people who work in Shepparton, it's about that ability to say, well, I'm a Shepparton person. And if people didn't know where Shepparton was, you could say, oh, well, Shepparton's where SPC is. And people would be like, okay, I totally know where that is now. So it defines who you are and what you are as a person in the Goulburn Valley. Part of my dad's belief was that, you know, when I was finding the work at Ardmona hard, he said, you know, this is your job right now, but it's a job that will allow you to build a life and a career. It's, you know, this is not your life. And I think that that was really important for me.
You said you have a young family yourself. If you went back to Shepparton and SPC was no longer there, how would you feel about that, taking your children back to that place that's, you know, different to the one you grew up in?
I honestly can't imagine taking Joseph, my son, to Shepparton and not being able to tell him where I worked and where his granddad worked. And it's really hard to comprehend. It really is. I think about the impact of when the post office was demolished in Shepparton. People still talk about that as a defining tragedy for Shepparton. And that was just the end of a building. That wasn't the end of the post office or the people who worked at the post office. It was a historic structure, but it wasn't the lifeblood of the city. It's just hard to comprehend what a Shepparton without SPC Admino would look like, what a Mooroopna without Admino would look like too. It's not just Shepparton, of course, it's Mooroopna as well, which is where I worked. It would be a huge impact. It'd be very, very sad for me to drive through that place and not think about people doing that job over the summer. That hard job, that miserable job in some ways, but that vital job that that kept us going, that got me through uni, that that kept my family going, you know, for many, many years.
Is there one anecdote or memory that you have from working in the factory that sums up SPC or Shepparton for you?
It was strange, actually, to start working there, because you smell the cannery before you ever work at the cannery. And on you know, days when there's a particular wind, you will smell the stewing fruit, and it probably smells a bit better from the outside than it does from the inside. And I remember doing a cannery tour when I was a kid at school, and it's always something that every kid does. And we went to SPC, and there were kids on the tour who were waving to Dad or Mum, and that was quite sort of poignant for them to see their parents at work. I remember turning up to work, and my dad actually flicked an imaginary switch on the back of my head, and he said, "You probably won't need your brain today, but you're doing a job, and you're going to get paid good money for it, and it's important, you know, and it will help you learn to work, and you're not better than anybody else, and you're not worse than anybody else when you walk through those doors. We're all just doing a job." And then at the end of the day, he used to flick the switch to let my brain come back on. So it's not to say that you don't need a brain to work at the cannery. It was just, I think that there's a kind of zen-like quality to doing the same job, you know, for hours on end. And it takes a certain mindset to do that. And I think that the repetition is probably something that was harder to deal with than the physicality or the heat or the smell or the vibration of a machine. It was just a sensation of, can I just turn this brain off and allow this time to float by? So that was probably the thing for me. It was learning how to adjust to that when I was more used to a job that engaged with people and that sort of thing.
So what do you think those workers would do if SPC closed?
What would they do? What would you do if you lost your job? What would I do? You'd grieve, you'd worry, you'd fret, you'd think, what happens next? Probably for a lot of the women who work, you know, the long, hot summers, they may not have a lot of other skills, or, you know, these are women who do the same job every year to support their families and to help in a way that doesn't require them to go back to uni or to do retraining. And they love each other. You know, the people who worked there for summer after summer, they knew each other and they looked forward to it. And it was about more than a paycheck. It was about, you know, seeing your mates. I don't know what they would do. There's not thousands of jobs just floating around in Shepparton. It's already got a very high unemployment rate. And we don't exactly have, you know, large-scale manufacturers swooping in to take over a site like that and re-employ people like a city like Geelong may have, being closer to Melbourne and being in a different kind of environment. That cannery should be viable, and if they continue to search for innovative ways to reposition themselves and to keep making their products better and better, whether that's through new machinery, whether it's through advertising, whether it's through really strong social media, I don't know. That's not my job to figure out, but I hope that it happens, because I can't imagine the Goulburn Valley without it.